Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue through the devotional journal, Watch Your Mouth, Choosing Words Which Honor Christ, we're focused on the topic of choosing praise-filled words. I don't know. I enjoy reading online reviews when I'm looking for a product. I want to know what other people think, what their experience has been with the things that I need, the things that I want. There's a problem with online reviews, or probably a number of problems, but it's difficult to find things that have consistent reviews. There are products that out there that all of the reviews or the vast majority of the reviews are negative. And I look at those and I think, could it really be that bad? And for the most part, I never find out, because when there are that many negative reviews, I'm not inclined to test it for myself. There are other products that it seems like every review is this glowing, over-the-top endorsement. And I guess my skeptical nature says, could it really be that good? Are these made up? Are they being put there by the company itself? Could it be real? And then there are those products that have a mix of good and bad, those that give examples of how they're using it in real life and how it has lived up to its claims and the areas that it's not been what they expected. Reviews that seem filled with practical advice, with real life examples, with stories of the struggles of that particular item. I personally like those reviews because it gives me a clearer picture. And I can read it and it says, well, I don't plan on using it that way, so that drawback really won't affect me. Or that's exactly how I need to use it, and knowing that that feature exists will be helpful. As I write in the devotional, I think sometimes we forget or we don't even know that our words are, in a sense, publishing reviews of God wherever we go. People watch our life, they listen to our words, and they get an impression of who God is by the reviews that we give. And sometimes there are people who wear the name Christian, who are attenders at a church somewhere, that if you listen to them throughout the week, you get a very negative picture of God and of the church. There's nothing good that's ever said. It's always how it's not lived up to their expectations. And I suspect that if that's what you hear constantly, the reviews, that there are those that believe them, there are others that say, well, it couldn't be that bad, or they wouldn't still be involved. They wouldn't still go to church. They wouldn't still claim this relationship with God. But it still, it plants the seeds that life in Christ isn't what it's all cracked up to be. And then there are others that have this glowing, over-the-top, fake-sounding review. Everything's roses, everything's nice, everything's wonderful and beautiful, everything goes exactly as it ought to. And if it's a true review, then that's great, but for the average person, at least the ones that I encounter, they hear that, they see that, and they think, well, that's not how my life has gone. What happens when I struggle? What happens when I'm in trouble? What happens when I'm in need? Their review of God doesn't apply to any of those because it doesn't seem that they have any of those situations. But then there's the real life reviews. The reviews like the Apostle Paul would write when he says, I have learned the secret of contentment. At first it may sound like an over-the-top, glossed-over review, but then you read his story, you hear his words. I know what it's like to be in severe need, and I know what it's like to have plenty. And whether in need or in surplus, I have learned the secret of contentment, and it's Christ. Years ago, I wrote a blog article called Tell Your Story and Give God the Credit. And it really revolves around this idea of using praise-filled words in the midst of every situation of life, but without discounting that situation, without making it worse than what it is, but also without making it better than what it is. When the world hears us praising God in the midst of our struggles, they recognize that there's hope in the midst of theirs. When we're able to identify, and the people of the world is able to identify with us, but they see that our response is different. As Paul writes, it talks about we grieve not as those who have no hope, but as those who live in hope. When people see us grieving the loss that we experience, but recognize there's a difference in how we do that, there's a reality that's shared. I think sometimes we think it's our job to make God look good. And I think if we're living in Christ and Christ is living in us, that is going to happen naturally. Perhaps our greater task is to make God look real. We live in a time where scams abound. And if it looks and sounds too good to be true, we assume that it isn't true. And offering praise-filled words is not about sugarcoating God. It's about living a life of praise in the midst of the storm. Living a life of praise in the midst of the valley. Living a life of praise on the mountaintop. Living a life of praise in the good days, as well as the days that are a struggle. I David writes in the Psalms that I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. I love reading through the Psalms. I love hearing and seeing how David responds to God in full honesty. He'll cry out to God with such despair, but with complete confidence that God is listening. He'll call out to God in absolute delight, knowing that God's presence has carried him through whatever he faced. As we spend time praying today, I would encourage you to consider what your review of God looks and sounds like to the people around you. Do they see the reality of God? Do they hear the reality of God in your life? Or does your grumbling make them want to avoid anything to do with God? Or does your words seem unreal to them because they're not coming from a real life? We call it in the old days the Jesus answer, the church words. Or do they hear and see a praise-filled life that is with your neighbor in the struggle, that is with your coworker in the hard times and the good times, still praising God, still calling upon His name, still trusting Him, still making His name known? This coming Sunday, I'll have the opportunity to preach a message on a living faith, to look at how God would want us to, as He puts it, let your light so shine that people would see your good works and glorify your Father who's in heaven. Would you pray with me today? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. You are with us in the midst of our good times and our struggles. Forgive us for the times where we grumble, where we complain, where our review of You to the world is not one that they find attractive or appealing in any way. Forgive us for the times where we've made You out to be something You're not, that would make our neighbors feel that You're unattainable, unreachable. And Father, help us throughout life to lift up the name of Jesus, to include Him in our conversations in real ways, that our praise-filled words would ring with honesty. That they would not diminish the struggles of life, but they would overcome those struggles. Father, help us to live and speak in such a way that the world looks at the review of our life and says, that's something I need, a relationship with the living God. Father, as we pray, I continue to pray for the children in our homes, in our communities. I pray that the way we speak about God, the way we speak about the church that we're a part of, the congregation that we attend, would make them, cause them to desire to be a part of that same relationship that we have. Oh, Father, I know so many people who have been turned off of a relationship with you, of involvement in a church body gathering, because all they ever heard growing up was criticism and complaints from the very people that should have been teaching them the value of the body of Christ, the value of a relationship with you. So, Father, forgive us for those times where we're not careful, where we let our discouragement steal our praise instead of praising you for how you carry us through the discouragement. Father, may our testimony, not just with our words, but with our life, be honest. May that honest testimony lift up Jesus at all times, that many would be drawn to Him. Father, today as we go about life, may the desire of people for you be restored, because they see the value that you have to us. And God, may Jesus be seen, may He be heard, may we lift Him up, that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.